The President Thomas Jefferson, Toy President's Doll, audio track.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with inherent and inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A Bill of Rights is what the people are entitled to, against every government on earth. By a Declaration of Rights, I mean one which shall stipulate freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of commerce against monopolies, trial by juries in all cases, no suspensions of the habeas corpus, no standing armies. These are fetters against doing evil which no honest government should decline. The Declaration of Independence is the declaratory chapter of our rights and of the rights of man. I own I should like better that the president should be elected for 7 years and incapable forever after. It is to secure our rights that we resort to government at all. The example we have given to the world is single, that of changing our form of government under the authority of reason only, without bloodshed. The first principle of a good government is certainly a distribution of its powers into executive, judiciary, and legislative, and a subdivision of the latter into two or three branches. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I subscribe to the principle that the will of a majority honestly expressed should give law. The will of the people is the only legitimate foundation of any government, and to protect its free expression should be our first object. The greatest good we can do our country is to heal its party divisions and make them one people. Every male citizen of the Commonwealth, liable to taxes or to militia duty in any county, shall have a right to vote for representatives for that county to the legislature. Every difference of opinion is not a difference of principle. We are called by different names, brethren of the same principle. We are all Republicans. We are all Federalists. A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government. The most sacred of the duties of a government is to do equal and impartial justice to all its citizens. A democracy is the only pure republic, but impracticable beyond the limits of a town. If a nation expects to be both ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Those who desire to give up liberty in order to gain security will not have, nor do they deserve, either one. Our principles are founded on the immovable basis of equal right and reason. The natural progress of things is for government to gain ground and for liberty to yield. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. I own I should like better that the president should be elected for 7 years and incapable forever after. I believe the states can best govern our home concerns and the general government our foreign ones. The constitutional freedom of religion is the most inalienable and sacred of all human rights. I believe this the strongest government on earth. I believe it is the only one where every man, at the call of the law, would fly to the standard of the law and would meet invasions of the public order as his own personal concern.
That's the President Thomas Jefferson, Toy President's Doll, audio soundtrack.